The architect says, everything is ready, we're just waiting for you.
弟兄姊妹，十字架的信息我们讲了这么多啊。
So we talk so much about the message of the cross.
我们知道该死，死的重要，死的尊贵。
We know that we need to die and then how good it would be to die.
今天啥都不缺，就缺你，就缺我了。
Not everything is ready except you and me.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们听完十字架的信息，它不能够改变我们的生活，不能够改变我们的生命的话。
If after all these messages, we cannot, our life cannot be changed.
这一切都没有它真正的价值。
All these would be valueless.
弟兄姊妹，我们一开始就说过，舍己是在这个世代里面是一件大的挑战。
We have said to deny oneself is a big challenge in this generation.
不仅仅讲到整个世代的潮流，越到末世，人就越专顾自己。
Because the more it moves toward the end, everyone only loves themselves.
人整个的生活就越来越集中在我们自己和自己家的需要。
Everyone is focusing on their needs and the needs of their family.
而且人的本性就是以自己为中心的一件事。
And the nature is more than ever before stop being selfish.
所以从某一面来说，要过舍己的生活很不容易啊。
So it is indeed very difficult to live a life of self-denial.
但是弟兄姊妹，我常常说我们的神是积极的神。
But yet I often say our God is an active God.
所以我们看事情也要像神一样，常常从积极面来看。
So we have to look at things in the sight of God, being positive.
所以舍己既然是一件这么难的事情。
Since this is something very hard to do.
甚至主说要天天都要舍己。
Even the Lord says you have to do it every day.
弟兄姊妹，我们从积极来看的话。
So positively, let's
就是我们还有这么多的机会可以让我们来过舍己的生活了。
That we still have so many chances to practice.
哦，弟兄姊妹，天天都有舍己的机会。
We have this chance every single day.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这对我们每一个人来说是一个太好的一个机会啊。
These are all good opportunities for us.
啊，让我们能够在主的面前来学习过我们一个舍己的生活。
That we can learn together to live a life of self-denial.
所以让我们学习啊，在我们这一天的生活里面。
Let's learn in our daily life.
我们早晨开始，我们就学习借着一个简短的祷告，把自己奉献给神。
Starting from the morning, let's pray with a simple prayer to offer ourselves to God.
主啊，这一天是你给我的。
Lord, you have given me today.
啊，这一天所有的机会也都是你特别为我安排的。
And all the opportunities I have in this day are prepared by you.
让我可以更多的来得着你。
May I obtain more of you.
主，我谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
然后在我们这一天的生活里面。
So throughout this day of life.
我们学习不要再像从前一样急着做反应、做决定。
Let's try to learn not to rush into decisions.
好，我们不要再那么急着照自己的喜好和兴趣来生活。
Let's not try not to rush into a lifestyle of our preference.
啊，不要那么很自然的就照过去的习惯来过生活。我们让神来提醒我们。
Let the Lord have chance to remind us.
啊，有一个姊妹，她自己很 suffer 的一件事情，很受苦的一件事情啊。
There's a sister who suffered.
就她很喜欢埋怨，很喜欢批评别人。
Because she likes to complain.
后来有一次，有一个年长的姊妹帮助她。
Once an elderly sister helped her.
她说：“姊妹，做一件事情。”
She said, "Sister, do one thing.
至少试一天。
At least try one day.
你试的这一天，所有不必要的话都不要讲出来。
Okay, try one day. Do not say any words that are not necessary.
任何没有价值的话，学习把它放下来。
Try to stop saying anything that has no value.
尤其是那些批评啊、埋怨的话，不让它出口啊。
Especially those complaints and criticisms.
而且不仅仅这个样子。
Not only so.
把你所有省下来的话。
All the words that you have saved.
变成你要埋怨的那个人或那件事，你为他祷告。
Turn them into prayer. Pray for those things or people you are complaining.
或是对那个人的感谢，或是鼓励。
Or thanksgivings and encouragement.
你试一天。
Try one day.
而且全力以赴的试一天看看。
Try very hard with all your heart one day.
这个姊妹是很认真的一个姊妹。
And this sister take it very seriously.
啊，刚开始还是习惯性要埋怨的时候。
When she was about to complain.
因为她想起了她这一天早晨在主面前立的心愿。
And then she remembered her desire, her will she made at the beginning of the day.
她就停下来。
So she stopped.
她就求主在她里面。把主的爱，把主的生命来替代他。
So she prayed that the life of the Lord would replace her own.
要我不骂他已经不容易了，还要叫我称赞他。
it's hard enough for me not to criticize, let alone praise the person.
要我不埋怨已经不容易了，还要叫我为他祷告。
It's hard enough for me not to complain, let alone praying for him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正肯在主的面前学习放下自己。
But if we're really willing to learn to lay down ourselves.
我们不是挣扎的想要达到一个什么标准。
It's not that we're struggling to achieve a higher standard.
而是我们在这里宣告，活着的不再是我，是主。
But we proclaim with action, it is no longer I that live.
主的生命和性情，他的爱其实都在我们里面。
Actually, the very nature and love of the Lord are in us already.
没有得到这个生命的。或是没有经历过去用这个生命的，我们也许不太明白在讲什么。
If we never experienced that, we might not understand what we're talking about.
如果我们真的带着一个简单的信心，或是有过这样子经验，你就知道主在我们里面何等的真实，何等的活。
But if we do, we had this experience before, or we can just believe it with a simple faith, then we will find that it is true that he lives in us.
她那天非常认真的过完了这一天。
So that day, she went through this.Day, diligently and carefully.
第一个，她发现她的话少了很多。
Then she found out she said much less now.
第二个，她发现她那一天过得非常有意义，有一种说不出来的踏实。
And that day she felt very good about the day.
因为她原来骂完人、批评完，她就越骂越生气。
Because before those complaints and criticisms never distinguished her anger.
而她那一天把所有的这个骂不仅仅放下来，她变成靠着主的恩典开始感恩，开始再祷。
But that day she turned all the criticism and anger into intercession.
她发现居然有这么不同的结果。
And she found a very different ending.
那个姊妹只叫她试一天。
She was only told to try one day.
那这个就成为她这一生一个大的转机，成为她一生一个新的好的习惯。
And that day became a turning point for her life and the beginning of a very good habit.
她不再随便埋怨责备别人。
She never complained casually anymore.
满口恩惠。
And all her words were full of grace.
而且常常为弟兄姊妹祷告。
And she often prayed for saints.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在诗篇十九篇有一个这么美好的祷告。
David made a very good prayer in Psalm 19.
他说：“愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。”
He says, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you."
弟兄姊妹，从我们的讲话、从我们的做事里面，非常容易找到这个己做中心的痕迹和现象。
It's very easy to trace the old self in our words and in our deeds.
我们今天如果再不靠着主的恩典和十字架来收复它的话
，If we do not restore, if we do not recover from by the Lord's grace and mercy and the cross,
那我们这一生就是带着这个空的、完全空的一个器皿去见主了。
Then at the end of the day, we will come to meet the Lord with an empty life.
所以有很多的方法可以帮助我们过舍己的生活，弟兄姊妹。
So there are many ways for us to help us to live a self-denying life.
像我刚才讲了话语的学习，这是一个很好的学习。
Like to restrain our words.
禁食祷告也是一个很好的学习。
Fast and praying, that's also a very good practice.
弟兄姊妹，这次讲员也跟我们提起了禁食祷告的学习。
During the co-workers conference, all the speakers mentioned fasting and praying.
人合法的权利没有比吃饭睡觉更合法。
Among all the legal rights we have, nothing is greater than the right to eat and sleep.
当我们为着自己生命能够更得胜，为着神家能复兴，为着神的旨意能够成就，而我们学习把我吃饭的权利放下来的时候
when we lay down our legal rights.For the victory of ourselves, for the revival of our church, and also for the will of God.
这就是一个舍己生活的一个操练。
And that is a practice of life of self-denial.
如果您是习惯早上不吃早饭的话，那个不叫禁食。
If you are used to skipping breakfast, that is not fasting.
或者你习惯一天只吃两顿，那也不叫禁食。
Or you only eat two meals a day, and that is not fasting either.
而是你最想吃饭的那一顿，你为了主停下来的话。
But if you skip the meal that you desire.To eat the most for the Lord,
要禁食是多么不容易的一件事。
Then you will find how difficult it is to fast.
你整个人马上就有很多委屈的感觉。
You will have self pity.
然后就问说值得吗
？And you will ask, is this worth it?
需要吗
？Is it necessary?
有用吗
？Is it useful?
然后弟兄姊妹，我们里面会有很多很多的感觉。
We have all these doubts.
你就晓得我们这么习惯过自己的生活。
Then you will find out we're so used to living. the life our own way.
美国很多家庭跟教育的一个机构，我想不起来他们是什么。他们常常鼓励我们一年有一次哈，一整个礼拜学习不要看电视。
There was this one organization who encouraged us not to watch TV for 1 week in a year.
你如果天天就家里面没有电视，或是从来不看电视的，那对你来说这个没什么。
But if you don't have a TV or you never watch TV, that is not a sacrifice for you.
如果你是小燕子迷，或是现在我不晓得是什么了啊，你每天晚上非去报道不可的话。
But if you're hooked on the soap operas at night,
你要发现你要停下一个礼拜，热锅上的蚂蚁在里面爬。
Then you will find it very hard to stop for a week.
你说这是我的权利，我为什么不能看电视呢？
You might argue saying this is my basic rights. How come I cannot watch TV?
你会说我累了一天，为什么不能做这件事呢？
You might say, oh, I've been tired and this is the end of the day. How come I cannot watch TV?
弟兄姊妹，我再说，我说舍己都不是要定出一些要求叫弟兄姊妹去做。
Again, I want to emphasize we're not setting a standard to deny ourselves.
而是太多的事都在这里提醒我们，我们这么习惯过着以自己为中心的生活。
But these things just remind us how we are so used to live the life our own way.
我们的需要，我们的经验，我们的意见，我们的看法，我们的决定，通通充塞我们的生活。
Our ways and our ideas and our experiences, everything about us, fill in our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人都需要自己谦卑到主的面前，求主帮助我们的。
So every one of us need to come before the Lord humbly and ask for help.
让我们自己在这个舍己的事情上，我们对自己认真的话，我们得到的生命就必然丰富。
If we take it seriously to deny ourselves, we will receive a life more abundant.
有兄弟两个人。
There are two brothers.
哥哥是负责是学艺术的，是做画的。
The older one is an artist.
弟弟呢是做蛋糕的。
And then the younger one is a baker.
弟弟非常非常的殷勤做事情。
So the younger one works very hard.
所以常常积蓄了一些钱。
So he accumulated some wealth.
哥哥做画。
And then the older one paints.
他常常拿到街上去卖，没有人买。
And he often tried to sell his painting on the streets, and no one buys them.
就突然有一天开始，有人开始买他的画。
And one day, some people start buying his painting.
他心里面非常的得意。
And he was very, very happy.
然后发现越来越有人来买他的画。
And then he found more and more people come to buy his painting.
他从得意变成骄傲。
And then he, from being happy, he turned into pride.
因为他的家境越来越好。
Because he became richer and richer now.
他 remodel 房子，买新房子，他就一直在那里。
So he started buying new homes, remodeling homes, and going on.
所以当他每次看到他的小弟弟的时候，他就嘲笑他没出息。
So every time he sees his younger brother, he would laugh at him.
你看看，你到现在还在做蛋糕。
Look at you, you're still a baker today.
还是用这么差的设备，这么破烂的房子，住这么破烂的房子。
And you still use such simple equipment and in this simple house.
所以这个哥哥不仅仅骄傲，还常常倒过来嘲笑这个弟弟。
So not only this older brother is proud, he often laughs at his younger brother.
那有一天，这个弟弟不晓得是有事情不在还是怎么样，反正，他哥哥有机会到他家去帮他。整理一下他的家。
And one day, the younger brother was out of town for whatever reason, and the older brother had to go to his house to take care of things.
比如这个哥哥进到这个弟弟的后面的那个破旧的仓房里面的时候。
And when the older brother went into the storage house, of this younger brother.
突然发现那个仓房里面摆的都是他画的画。
And then he discovered this storage house was full of his paintings.
你们知道这个故事的意思啊？
Do you know the meaning behind the story?
这个弟弟知道哥哥的画一直卖不出去，他就偷偷找了不同的人，他出钱请他们帮忙去给哥哥的画买来。
Because the younger brother has asked various people to purchase paintings from his older brother out of his own pocket money.
因为当他看到哥哥那么沮丧的过生活的时候，他心里难过。
Because he felt sad when he saw his brother being depressed and being poor.
所以他坐在暗中不让他的哥哥知道。
So he did all this in secret.
当他哥哥发达的时候，他心里高兴。
When the older brother became prosperous, he was happy.
当他哥哥羞辱倒过头来羞辱他的时候，他仍然。为了他的哥哥的缘故，他继续做这件事情。
But when his older brother became proud and started humiliating him, he still continued to do this in secret.
等到他哥哥发现这件事之后，
when his older brother found this out,
他心里面真是又惭愧又痛苦。
He was so ashamed and painful.
所以后来他跟他的弟弟 认罪道歉。
So he confessed and apologized to his younger brother.
然后他就非常真心、非常谦卑地帮助他的弟弟。
So out of his heart, he helped his younger brother.
他帮他弟弟设计了各式各样的不同这个艺术型的蛋糕。
He designed all kinds of very artistic cakes.
结果他弟弟的生意就一下子都做起来了。
So his brother's business, started to prosper.
从此哥哥跟弟弟过着幸福快乐的生活。
And they live happily thereafter.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不快乐，都是因为我们自我中心
啊。A lot of times we're not happy because we're selfish.
那我们今天不是要用人的舍己的精神来提醒大家。
Today we're not trying to encourage us with this sacrificial love.
而是基督那个舍己倒空的生命已经在我们里面。
But this life of humble and empty is already in us.
自己美好的脚踪也留给了我们。
And he has left us a very beautiful footstep.
而那个荣耀的呼召2000年来回荡在众教会中。
And today that great calling is still echoing among the churches.
若有人要跟从我。
If anyone will come after follow me.
舍己。
He must deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross daily and follow me.
凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
Anyone who wants to save his life will lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的必要得着生命。
Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it.
人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处？
What good is it if a man gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul?
人还能拿什么换生命？
What can a man give in exchange for his soul?
我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn again.
唱419首。
Hymn 419.
季节未来，我已是心如同金石，我自己谁不熟悉，所以我能心满意付出值得的生命，我甘愿和他同生活，想把那些事分付，我也曾我的主耶稣是都是
hear the calling.
人生何等的短暂。
How short is our life.
所有的机会何等的稀少。
And how scarce are the opportunities.
而环境经过主量过之后又是何等的珍贵。
And all the situations measured by the Lord are so precious.
弟兄姊妹，神从来没有叫我们受苦的意念。
God never intended just for us to suffer only.
苦难和十字架不过是方法，永远不是目的。
Trials and crosses are only the way, never the goal.
基督才是目的。
Christ is our goal.
但愿我们都能够答应主的呼召。
May we all answer and respond to this calling.
当我们在唱第三节的时候，
When we sing stanza three,
我们愿意答应主呼召起来跟随他的。
Anyone who wants to answer and follow him,
我们就站起来唱。
Let's stand and sing.
你愿意到台前更新你对他的奉献的，你也可以到台前来。
Or you may come forward and renew your offering to the Lord.
我们一起唱第三节，然后副歌再多唱一遍。
sing stanza 3 and then we repeat the refrain.
来。
Today, as long as we have our breath and our day, we have the chance.
让我们知道如何来拣选那上好的福分。
So that we know how to choose the better portion.
成为羔羊的同伴。
So that we become companions of the Lamb.
让我们一生跟随他。
So we'll follow him all our lives.
得到更丰盛的生命。
To obtain a life more abundant.
我们请一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
弟兄姊妹也可以随着圣灵的感动带我们祷告。
Or you can lead us in prayer.
哈利路亚，耶稣。哦，主耶稣，我们再一次把自己来到你的面前。哦，耶稣，你知道我们的心何等需要你怜悯我们。主啊，让这世界的灵从我们里面苏醒，好让那自我中心生活的模式和习惯，主啊能够被你来拯救。亲爱的主耶稣，特别在这幕后危险的日子里面，主啊，人都在那里自顾不暇，人都在那里专顾自己。主，我们需要你来救我们，好让我们看见这条生命的窄路，让我们知道做对的拣选。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，耶稣。
Thank you.
你到今天你还是这样子的爱我们。
Because you still love us even to today.
你到今天仍然在那里渴慕将那最上好的赐给我们。
You still desire to bless us with the best.
你让这个呼召今天仍然在我们的心中。
And you still make this calling in our hearts.
但愿这个召一生不放过我们任何一个人。
May the calling lay hold of us all our days.
让我们不仅仅羡慕得到更丰盛的生命。
Not only that we long for a more abundant life.
让我们更羡慕能够成为一个跟随羔羊的人。
And we long to be a person who follow the Lamb.
让我们愿意天天甘心的来舍己。
That we willingly lay down ourselves.
好让基督的生命不断的来替代我们。
So the life of Christ will continue to replace our own.
让我们越来越像耶稣。
So we'll be more and more like Jesus.
我们越来越能够活出你的荣美来。
We will manifest your glory.
为的教会复兴，我们向你祷告。
Revive us and so that we'll pray to you.
先在我们的生命里面来复兴我们。
Revive our lives first.
让我们真是脱离自我中心的情形。
So we'll be delivered from being selfish.
让我们脱离专顾自己的生活模式。
We'll be delivered from a lifestyle of self-love.
也替我们脱离这个世代让人自顾不暇的情形。
And deliver us from this condition of the generation.
让我们知道什么是上好的。
So that we will know what is the best.
我们就算赚得了全世界，我们也不甘心 因着他叫我们失去了宝贵的生命。
We're not willing to fulfill our soul even to gain the whole world.
哦，主啊，将那智慧的价值观赐给我们。
Give us wisdom to know the value.
让我们真知道来追求那上好的。
So that we know how to pursue the best.
为着我们在座的每一个人，我们也向你求祝福。
We ask the blessing for every one of us here.
不管我们目前的遭遇和难处是什么。
Whatever condition we are in today.
让我们不让这些机会白白过去。
That we won't not easily let go of these opportunities.
让我们从你的眼光，从你的爱里面来看这些环境。
That we can see these things in the sight of you.
好，让我们真实来得着那丰盛的生命。
So that we can obtain abundant life.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
耶稣
多是受是在哪里求主使我能从你一直走是家在路一直走是家在路多是受是在哪里在路。